Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. More storylines, more best bets for the night in sports. I'm your boy, the coach. This is your daily sports betting brand of record, and we are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line. I get extra hyped when we start this show already 2-0 for the day. That's right. Your boy, once again, continues my hot streak. Astros just cashed. Yankees, team total over 4.5, courtesy of AB, just cashed. We're 2-0. Let's bring in the stars of the show. We're wasting no time. There is prop stars there. Just a second. I could have swore, Alex, I checked my Venmo just 2 seconds ago, and I did not have a Venmo yet from the other man on the show. Johnny, did something happen?
No, nothing happened, Coach.
Oh, okay. Clearly, because nobody's been paid yet. Anyway, we'll get to that later. Let's get into storyline. Did you have anything to say about last night's showdown? You good?
We're good. It's a 5-minute show. I got a lot to say, but I'm not going to say it.
Let's get into it. Storylines could affect the betting lines. We'll get to the bullpen report shortly. But first, the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks. Wait a second. Alex, talk to me.
Coach, yeah, the Knicks are expected to offer free agent Jalen Brunson a 4-year contract worth roughly $110 million. Free agency opens tomorrow, and it's seen as a near certainty that Brunson quickly reached an agreement with the Knicks, who are desperate for a starting caliber point guard. New York has also made some recent cap-clearing moves as well. They also have telegraphed their intent to pursue Brunson, whose father happens to be an assistant coach under Tom Thibodeau. Well, it would certainly appear that Brunson is an overpay at this price. He provides something the Knicks have been lacking for a long time, which is quality point guard play and a floor general. This is the type of move that I think will have a potential culture change in New York for the Knicks. I'll be keeping a close eye on their team total wins number as well as a result.
And I encourage all of you who are Sportsline members, go to the articles every single day. That's where my man Alex always tips you up. By the way, Brunson cashed a lot of tickets for us last year in the playoffs, didn't he, Alex?
He did indeed, Coach.
Great storyline by you. Time for the bullpen report. Times two. JB, you're up.
Yeah, quick bullpen report today. I don't know if y'all were watching the Astros game, but there was a massive collision between Jeremy Peña and Jordan Alvarez in left field just now in the Astros game. It's the last thing they need before a big Yankee series. Alvarez had to be carted off. I wouldn't be surprised if he misses at least the first game of that series. Tommy Pham was scratched yesterday. He's day-to-day. Brandon Marsh for the Angels left last night's game early with a knee bruise. And Jazz Chisholm Jr. came back early yesterday, but is left early, so he's considered day-to-day, could hit the IL.
I encourage you guys just to write these names down. Just take a little bit of time because they matter. When you lose a big bat like the Astros potentially could or two, that's going to make a significant difference on the line. Johnny, thank you very much. All right, let's get into our board for the day. And as I mentioned, we're already 2-0 to start the day. All right, Alex, start us off.
Coach, yeah, we're going Dodgers lefty Julio Urias under 4.5 strikeouts. You can find this at minus 130 on MGM, minus 138 on FanDuel. Listen, he's failed to eclipse this line in 7 of 14 starts, averaging 5.07 strikeouts per game, 21 batters faced. However, he is going to Colorado to Coors Field, where he has struggled so much. Also, the Rockies are averaging just 7.9 strikeouts per game, 9th lowest K rate in the majors. However, they've been even better versus opposing left-handers, where they have the 5th lowest K rate. 12 career starts for Urias at Coors Field, and he has only recorded 5 strikeouts in 2 of those 12 games. He has a 5.89 ERA at Coors Field as well. He's just gotten crushed there. My model hasn't projected a 4.85 strikeouts play under 4.5 Ks. Julio Urias.
He has been banging these props day after day after day. I don't even need to hear the explanations half the time. Just give me the pick. But I love when Alex reads off his picks, man. It's one of my favorite things in life. By the way, something that's never been said. I should have went with Coach and not M-squared today. Laughing my ass off from Tina. Never been said. until today. All right, I am going to go in the maestro spot because I believe I have earned it. So, Johnny B, what do you got for us today, big boy?
Yeah, let's do it, Coach. Big plus money play today. White Sox plus 170 versus the Angels. I think this line is way too high for a team that's 36-41 and 9-18 in June. The Angels are under 500 at home at 20-23. The White Sox are actually better on the road at 19-17. Shohei Ohtani's been very good. I think he'll probably be good again, but that Angels bullpen is extremely susceptible. Michael Kopech's also more than capable of throwing a gem at any point. I love the value in the White Sox here.
I do, too. I love it. Anytime Ohtani's on the mound, the books just go, yep, minus 160. Yep, minus 170. By the way, in the chat, Johnny Boy says, my book already has Urias at minus 165. I tell you all the time. They read his articles. They watch the show, and boom, that number changes like that. That's how good Alex is, and that's how good Johnny B is. All right, my plays for today. I got three big ones. I went 4-2 yesterday, and right now the run I'm on, just I don't even tell you my record. I'm like 22-7 and whatever. It's like crazy. So we're going to go. This one's for Johnny. Just because I won a showdown last night in dominating fashion, I just wanted to wait till the ninth inning just to make it fun. Johnny, I apologize. Blue Jays, first five, minus a half, minus 115. The pitching matchup just screams this play. Then we're going to go to Chicago. The hitting conditions are good. Reds, Cubs over eight. Then in the first five, just because the starters have been getting lit up, let's cash just like we did last night in San Francisco. Let's stack a play and go Reds, Cubs, first five over four as well. We don't do a recap here. You better get them down because we only have a very short period of time. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. Oh, I love this so much on a Wednesday. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. Love them all. Johnny P, Prop Stars, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach every single day. We simply want to win more than we lose. And sometimes we do the show Early Edge in five. Good luck.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob? Well, all
right. Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year. You dig? Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.